This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Drift Air Freshener, rethink car fresheners that are free from questionable ingredients. Save 20% off with code MAT20. Cleto Rays, the makers of high-quality boxing gloves, get free shipping with code MMANUTS. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 700.
That's weird. 700!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening? What are you drinking?
A little H, double H O, double H O.
Oh, you're not gonna H3O me again, homie. No,
not H3O. But what are you drinking over there?
Some water with some stir mixed in, a little salt. Make it absorb. Always salt in my water, Ingo.
You put salt in your water, huh?
Mm-hmm. Helps your body absorb it better versus just flush it through. Yeah. So how about them Bears? You got a bunch of new guys. They stole like one of the best people from the Kansas City Chiefs, one of their O-line guys. They didn't steal him, but they traded for him.
Yeah.
Why they let him go, I don't know. I think they run out of money. So we benefit and get a very good player with multiple years in the Pro Bowl. So then we got some other offensive lineman too that could be another former Pro Bowler.
Yeah,
so they just need to get a center, maybe one other piece, two other pieces. Then who knows what they're going to do with the draft. It depends what you can get done with all these trades and free agency.
Yeah, I don't even know, you know. That's a good question. We need a running back, but
there's a really good one.
Yeah. Can we get him? What do we have, like 11th or something?
We're 10th. There's a possibility we could get him because a lot of people don't want to draft a running back like first round.
Right.
But again, sometimes I think you got to look at the talent and go, we should probably take this fucking guy. It's like a punter that we took last year. Like, no one takes a punter in a fourth round. Well, we did. And he was a game changer.
It's a franchise punter. It's going to be here. That's right. 30 years. He'll be playing in 900.
Yeah, so sometimes I think if the guy's there, you gotta take it. I know we still need O-line and D-line help, but if you can get a fucking stud running back, fucking do it. I think the guy was averaging like 7 yards per carry.
Yeah, I think we could totally use that. I'm down.
Might cool help. Beards. Yep. First.
No, I think the Blackhawks just lost again.
It was 3-3 last I looked. But how about that trade? Let's talk about this. So they finally unload Seth Jones. He was a fucking twat, and he was signed for like, I don't know, 8 years, no move contract, and we were paying him an ungodly amount of money a year, probably like $9 million a year. And I think he had 4 years left on the contract, no trade clause. He told the Hawks management and went to the media and said, yeah, I don't want to be here anymore, basically. Gave the Hawks two teams to choose from, one of them being the Dallas Stars and the other one, Florida Panthers. Panthers took him and gave us one of their backup goalies who was, I think, the number 12th pick overall at one point in the first round. Really good goalie. He starts the first game in after he comes to the Blackhawks, has like 40 some odd saves, only lets up one goal. Blackhawks win like 5-1 and looks like he could be the goaltender of the future for us. Like, holy shit. Like, we're turning things around and go, it's finally happening.
Slowly but surely, yes.
Now we just got to sign all these people. We've been waiting.
Yeah. Chicago sports turned around. Give us about 6 years. We'll be there.
That's right. How? Let's talk about some MMAs. You want to start UFC 313? We got some shit going on
Sure.
This weekend.
You have the UFC 313 is happening this weekend.
Whoa.
We got
Or,
Paella versus Ankalaev. That's the
yes.
main event. And then, of course, Gaethje versus Fiziv.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be Dan Hooker, and it was supposed to be a five rounder. I don't know if this is still a five rounder. I'm gonna say
Oh,
yes.
good question.
It should be. And then it's really just those two
Curtis
fights,
Blades,
Blades on the
brother.
fucking
Man, he was
prelims.
on In the Hunt, and then he's
He's
quite
still
dropped.
ranked number five.
I
I
know,
don't
but
know
he's
why would they put
way
this
down
on the
there.
undercard?
Maybe because this Kuniev is like unknown.
Yeah, it's wild.
Is wild.
So, talk about the first fight. Pereira, Ankalaev. Who do you like? Who do you like?
I mean, I have a hard time betting against Pereira right now.
Yeah.
He's just unbelievably strong, great striker, has well-rounded fucking assassin. Like, I mean, he's fought everybody that you could think of. I gotta go with him. I mean, I'm looking at his record. He's got 10 KO wins, only two by decision. I'm gonna go with the KO win again. I'm thinking first round kind of KO situation. I don't know. I know Ankalaev's tough, but I don't think he's fought the caliber of fighter that Pereira has fought.
Yeah, I think Ankalaev's problem is going to be conditioning if this thing goes on. Like, fight 4 rounds, fight 5 rounds. I'm not worried about Pereira in the distance, but I think
No.
it's a classic kind of Pereira with the striking advantage, power, leg kicks, left hook. And the other weird stat was they say this is Alex's fourth title defense in less than a year. So he's been super fucking active, but
Yeah.
he's also been super fucking dominant in
He
those
sure has.
fights.
World beater, man.
Yeah. And Ankalaev, I can't ever fucking say
Yeah,
that.
I don't know.
Wrestling advantage, but I mean, Alex has decent enough takedown defense. I think the big thing is really going to be the conditioning. So I like third round KO by Pereira. And I also wanted to pull up this stat on how the people that Pereira's fought, like how long they've lasted, and you can kind of see where you go. So it just kind of goes down and down for some of these people. A couple decisions, but you know, a lot of finishes. And he's fighting world beaters, or at least some of these guys. A lot of champions, a lot of tough fights.
Absolutely. Tough shit. That's crazy.
That's right. Speaking of that, should probably do a little sponsor action.
Sure. One second.
Well, Manscaped.
Listen up, guys. It's spring break season, and whether you're hitting the beach, road tripping with your crew, or hopping on a flight to paradise, you need to keep your grooming game tight. That's where the Handyman Rocket Man Special Edition from
The
Manscaped comes in.
Rocket
The
Man.
Handyman Rocket Man. The sleek, portable face shaver is built for on-the-go freshness, making it the perfect travel companion for all your spring break adventures. No more showing up to pool parties or late-night beach bonfires with scruff you don't want. The
Whoa.
Handyman has you covered. Just a quick PSA, though, there are limited quantities available for the Handyman Rocket Man, so you'll need to act fast. You can use our code MMANUTS20 for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com.
That's right. Word. Whether you're gearing up for a day party or spontaneous weekend getaway, or you just want to keep it fresh for the gram, the handyman Rocket Man is your secret weapon. Join over 12 million men who trust Manscaped and upgrade to the Handyman Rocket Man. You can use code MMANUTS20 for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code MMANUTS20 at manscaped.com. Or if you need it today, you can find Manscaped at a store near you. Don't miss out. Upgrade your grooming game with Manscaped today. Then we have Mudwater.
Yeah, we're also brought to you by Mudwater, which I gotta say, Matt, the Mudwater, it's interesting. I'm a big coffee drinker, and tea. I don't know about you. I think you still drink lots of coffee,
I
right?
do.
But this Mudwater is curious because I was thinking, like, all right, instead of my afternoon cup of tea, I'm gonna try some of this. I think it was masala chai, and I gotta say, it was like relaxing. I got a little energy. And then when it wore off, I didn't even notice. I just kind of slid into my evening. So Pretty nice.
Nice.
So just remember, folks, it's March. Spring is just around the corner. It's a perfect time to refresh your routine. Maybe you're thinking about shaking off the winter blues, focusing on your wellness, or simply finding a new way to feel energized throughout your day. Well, here's one change I can actually stick to, ditching the endless cups of coffee for something better, mud water. So that you're ready to embrace the new season or just want a fresh start to your daily routine, give mud water a try and save big today. Our listeners and viewers get up to 43% off your entire order, free shipping, and a free rechargeable frother, which, by the way, is badass. I don't know if you have one, Matt. Frother, it's a shit. Head to mudwater.com and use the code MMA at checkout. And now Mudwater is available at Target and Sprouts locations across the U.S. So it's never been easier to grab a cup of this pick-me-up.
That's right, and it's ready to make a switch to cleaner energy. Head to mudwater.com and grab your starter kit today. Right now, our listeners get an exclusive deal up to 43% off your entire order, plus free shipping and a free rechargeable frother when you use the code MMA. That's right, up to 43% off with code MMA at MUDWTR.com. After you purchase, they'll ask you how you found them. Please show your support and let them know we sent you. Keep your energy natural and refreshing all year long with Mud Water, because life's too short for anything less than clean, delicious energy. Just like that, back to the show. Also, I talk about this Gaethje versus Fiziev 2.
Yeah.
It's going to be war, when I say that. And also, when Gaethje was talking about Hooker falling out, he said Armin Sarukian, Charles Oliveira, Renato Moicano, Dustin Poirier, and Max Holloway all turned down a fight against him on short notice. And I'm not going to blame anyone, because I don't want a short night fight. There you go. A short notice fight against Gaethje. Fuck that.
No, thanks. No, I don't either.
Like we talked about before, like everybody that fights him, everyone has a losing record after that. The only exception is Dustin Poirier. So he goes to war. You know this is going to be another war. I think this is another conditioning one, because there's no fucking way Fiziev is in fight condition. He may be in shape, but he's not in fight condition. So if I'm him, balls to the wall, throw it all out there in the first round and hope you KO him.
Yeah. And he's had cardio problems even when he has been fully prepared, Fiziev. So I think Gaethje takes a little bit of a beating, maybe not a beating.
Well, he always takes a beating.
He takes some serious punishment in the first round, but then I think he knocks out Fiziev in the second. I think, yeah, I don't know.
Well, here's the stat on that. So Justin Gaethje, he significant strikes landed per minute, 6.8. Significant strikes absorbed per minute, 7.5. And then the best thing is Joe Lozon's quote. He describes Justin Gaethje as a guy who will light himself on fire just to burn you a little bit. That's exactly who he is. And hence the stat. That's why you love these guys, or I love these guys. They want to finish people. Crazy. They're fucking crowd pleasers. Like, when you go out there, you're fucking entertain and try to finish fights. And that's what this guy's all about. So that's what we should get. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to talk about any other fights on this, but I've been messing around with Brock, which is Twitter's AI, and I asked it like who's gonna win a lot of these UFC 313 fights. So I'll just kind of run down. So it likes Pereira TKO third round.
Nice.
Got oddly specific. Gaethje by decision. Gaethje is the underdog, which is odd. He should be the favorite. Turner fight. Turner by submission. Luciano by decision. Ruffy by TKO. Blades by TKO. Sura by submission. And Leo by decision. So I want to come back and visit this next week and see how accurate the Grok is. Like, should I just parlay a bunch of fights by Grok? So we'll see. What else is happening out there?
That's a good question. Yeah. What else has happened? Let's see. Well, the rumor around the campfire is that John Jones might fight Tom Aspinall over the summer. And then potentially Pereira could fight the winner of that. And I'm wondering, mm-hmm. Do you think that there's any reality we see John Jones anytime soon?
I don't, why haven't we? Like, what is he holding out for, money?
I don't know.
But I think that was the thing. He wanted life-changing money. We're trying to figure out what is that amount for John? 5, 10 million? Probably 10 million
Probably
for
10
him.
million, I would think, plus
Fuck
maybe
you
some
money. That's what he
endorsements.
wanted. I don't know what fuck you money is, because I don't know what he's been paid for all these other fights. And does he fight? I don't know. It's one of these things again. Like, the longer you go without fighting, the less interest I have in seeing you fight. So, like, get in there, make it fucking happen. Let's see. Just a quick one. I'd mentioned Poirier. He was talking about how Michael Chandler is a big cheater. And he's saying he would have bit off Chandler's finger when he got fish hooked at UFC 281 if he didn't have a mouth guard in. He said, "I tried, but my mouth guard was preventing me from biting his finger off." That's
Well,
a classy guy, and another reason why I don't really care for him, but
yes.
he's being honest. I mean, I get it. Like, you, I don't stick your finger in my mouth. That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
And then the other quick thing that I don't know if you saw, the FBI said they are looking to the UFC to help train fighters. And like, holy shit, can they get
Yeah.
like Coach Edmonds out there doing, you're doing great, champ. Head movement, head movement.
Well, yeah, maybe not him. But yeah, I think it's cool. Like, I think they have to go through like 20 or something week training, and then they're going to make the UFC somehow a part of that and help them figure out how to for hand-to-hand combat type stuff.
Yeah,
So,
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you could even hire this guy.
Grab his dick and twist it.
Oh my God, dude, this is an MMA fight, dude. It's
you
too much.
twist that dick.
Twist his
Oh
dick. Twist
man.
his dick.
Yeah, I think they need some dick twisting
Oh
in the
my
FBI.
God. Oh, dick twist.
I don't know.
I think
Just a
anything
thought.
goes in the streets, Matt.
Anything goes. That should be their move. Like, what are you doing? We're twisting dicks all day long. What else is happening out there?
Edmund, speaking to Edmund
Yeah.
Tarverian, he said that, he was talking about Ronda Rousey and saying that she's one of the biggest mistakes she made is that she didn't prepare properly for her fights. And
Okay.
it was a mistake to take the Holly Holm fight because they were just not ready. And that was when that happened, that altered Rousey's trajectory basically. So, I mean, I can kind of see that. I think she was not expecting to get KO'd in that. She got fucking handled in that shit. And that was when you run into the wall like that for someone with that,
Yeah.
mental fortitude, I think it's too much. She couldn't handle not being the scary bitch in the cage,
Yeah, I was expecting that. I thought that would happen. And isn't that the job of your coach, though, to have your fighter prepared?
Yeah, well, Edmund Tarverian didn't do
Well, I'm just saying.
that.
Like, I
He
don't know if he
forgot.
should be out there. I don't think she was prepared to take that fight. That's your fucking job, man. Train her, get her ready. If you can't, bring other coaches and people in. Like, I think that was one of her biggest problems, was having him as a coach. She had a hell of a lot of talent, and it carried her far, because sometimes in women's MMA, the talent level isn't super high, but there were a handful of women that were high level. And talent can only take you so far unless you have the coaching and training partners. So, and I think the sport just took a toll on her. She just couldn't come back from that. She was always used to being the hammer, and then she was the nail, and like, the short circuit. What do I do now? Run away.
Yep.
Let's see. There was a weird stat. I think the UFC posted this, or Chase Hooper from UFC also. He was saying there's been 3,022 UFC athletes, and only 2.6% of the athletes in UFC history have three or more different submissions in the promotion. So basically, out of those 3,022, only 79 fighters have three or more different submissions. Does that sound low? Like, it sounds crazy to me.
Yeah, probably. Because, I mean, what is most of them are rear naked
Rear naked
choke.
choke, arm
Yeah.
bar, probably.
Armbar. Maybe
Maybe
guillotine.
guillotine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean that would be the, I mean, rear naked choke, arm bar, guillotine. That's your three basic. And then you start getting exotic into like super exotic would be calf slicer. I mean, you look at probably Charles Oliveira has a lot of varied
Yeah.
submissions. I think Damian Maya was on the list with a bunch of weird shit. But if I was gonna say who has the most weird shit, it's probably Oliveira.
Yeah. Doesn't he have the most submissions in the UFC now?
He was up there. I don't know if
I
Miller
thought he
was
did.
on one of those lists too. But Miller, I think it was in there for fights, but he may be on the most submission list too. So it's weird. There's weird things. Strange things are afoot. Want to see a strange thing that's afoot?
But
Edson Barboza.
oh my God.
He's
What's
ready
that?
and go.
What
Yeah,
the fuck?
exactly. He's ready
What
to
happened to
go.
him?
He found the weights.
Okay.
Apparently.
Is
Just
he
the
walking
weights.
past them this whole
Wink,
time? He's like,
wink.
oh, what are these things? Okay, let's
Yes.
pick these up.
He's always been jagged, but never quite
I
that
like that.
jacked.
That's massive.
That was weird. I'm gonna skip that. Let's do this quick one. I'm just doing some quick one hitters. Here's Volkov training his choke defense in Australia.
Nice.
I don't think I shared sound, but it's okay. So I don't know. I don't like snakes. I'm not afraid of them, but I don't think I'm
Oh, I
putting a
mean,
snake
I
around my
would,
neck.
I don't think you can. No, thanks. I'm good. I'm gonna say no to
It
that one
was a
100% of the
hard
time.
pass.
Sorry, I don't even want to be next to someone who has a snake around their neck. Let me go that far. No, thanks. Like, what about these fuckers living with like anacondas and shit in their house? Like, I'm like, you
That
dummy.
shit's stupid.
You better keep that fucking thing fed, because if it gets hungry,
You're next.
you're gonna get eaten, man.
Okay. What else is
What
happening?
else do I have? I have a weird thing and then a knowledge and then the whole Dana White was talking about Power Slap's moving to YouTube. I don't know if remember if we talked about that last time,
No.
but it is. So, and it's a weird thing because it's like they were asking him why. He goes, well, he wants to keep control of the whole thing, and he's been a pioneer in a lot of ways for a lot of things. So he says he likes to bet on himself, and YouTube's the best platform for that. So we're gonna see what happens. I feel like this, we went from cable to like fragments of cable everywhere in every corner of the internet. It's like really hard to keep track of where you can watch stuff now. Like, what
I
the fuck?
fucking hate it. It's so
Yeah.
difficult. And I know I was just thinking about that too. I need to look at my Comcast bill because it's out of control and figure out because I use them for both internet and cable. So I need
Yep.
the internet part, but do I need all the cable? I don't even know anymore because I don't really watch that much fucking TV. And I want it all back in one place. I don't like 32 fucking subscriptions between Netflix, oh, I need a UFC Fight Pass, ESPN Plus, blah blah blah, Disney. Like, I'm out.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah. We saw BJ Penn was
Oh no.
talking some shit about GSP. And I don't know. He made some weird posts. He said the goat, he's talking about GSP, drinks and eats hot dogs, not. I'll just share the post and then we can kind of figure it out together. But is that hot dogs, not needles and pills? Somebody got to teach this guy the rules. Using a mask to have other people weighing in for him and using steroids, insulin, growth hormone, blood doping, EPO, and whatever else we don't even know that exists. But it's not like he had to take a drug test because the guy in the mask takes the drug test for him. Obviously, you know the rules. If you want to be the goat, you can't break them. What
What
the
guy
fuck
in the
is he
mask?
talking about? I don't know. Like
There's a guy in a
someone,
mask,
the
apparently.
guy, like he's dressed up like GSP, taking all these tests for him.
That's crazy. Why would this guy do this?
Exactly. Well, the question is, do you believe the BJ Penn?
Do I believe him? I mean,
There may be some
I
truth.
believe he thinks that there's a guy in the mask. I believe that.
Well, there's probably some truth to some of that stuff. We know for sure he didn't make weight in Canada once. I'm pretty damn sure of that for a title fight. They're just like, you fucking made it. Like, because they slid it before he even balanced out. And they're like, yeah, it's good enough. So
you're still like bouncing. Like,
yeah.
You're good.
It's buried.
You're in there, man. Not to worry.
So close. What else a weird shit happen over the week? You had a new way to handle a boxing face-off.
Oh.
I'll pull this one up. We'll do a little sound. Egg to the face.
Egg
There's
to the
33
face.
Cents spent well.
Nice. Somebody did a pancake as well, I think, at some point over the weekend.
Oh, so really?
I feel like breakfast. It's currently breakfast.
Nice. Let's bring a breakfast.
Take some breakfast to the face.
There's a fucking waffle with some maple syrup, you fuck. I like
bacon.
This. Yeah, some bacon. I'd be eating that. It's the best. And then here's another fight from the GFL that will never happen. They just announced fucking Tony Ferguson, Dylan Danis.
Oh, boy.
I don't know why these guys keep putting this out. It's not a league. Half these guys aren't even fucking signed, allegedly. That's just weird.
It is weird. I don't know why. Yeah. It's just maybe they're just gauging interest, trying to figure it out.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what the gauge is on that, but what do you have left? New KOs and Canelo?
I got a weird. No, I don't even have a KO. I just have this weird thing. I'll show this.
Okay.
I can't share sound because fucking other shit on it, but here's this is like a little team boxing action.
Total line. I like this action. It doesn't look like you're gonna get that fucked up.
No
big gloves. I'd be in for that. Not now, but back in the day
for sure. I don't think you can kick or do any of that stuff.
Yeah, this just looks like street boxing. You'd be all right.
Yeah,
you could survive that.
I think you could.
I'd be in. They said Mariusz Bujanowski, he's in some talks for a 2-versus-1 fight.
Sweet.
Sometime.
Two of what, like men, women?
Yeah, I don't know. Just 2-versus-1. And then I would think we mentioned this one. This one, I think, is alleged too. Eddie Hall is going to be fighting the Pooj.
I don't know if Eddie Hall's that big 26. Anymore. I think he's much smaller.
Yeah, I think he leaned out, but that's the same thing with Marius. He was fucking massive that first fight with Tim Silvio. He turned purple. And you're like, holy fuckballs. What is wrong with that guy? I'll have to see if I can find
he
that.
He can't
picture.
Get oxygen to his muscle.
No, he's dying.
He's just like. I've
never seen this shit. Like, the purple man was insane.
It was.
You want to see a gross boxing hand from a guy who's been holding pads his whole life?
Is it really bad?
No.
This guy's
ew, gross. Why is his hand like that?
It's probably breaks and never got him fixed. Whoa. Trying
Jesus.
To I got problems.
Uh oh.
I can't stop share. Oh, hang on.
Oh no. There you go.
Everything just went off screen and I couldn't click on anything. That was wild.
We're back.
Yeah, we are.
Please.
I got a couple more things. What do you have?
I just have some knowledge left.
All right, I'll skip a couple things. Skip that one. Let's do this one. Do you see they have a little mobile octagon that's out there? We don't need sound for this, but
no,
you can show up to someone's place of business if you have words and
just
put the cage
the
up and
lot,
wait.
Call him
just
up,
fucking
hey, motherfucker.
Wait.
I'm outside.
Yeah,
he's like,
come
okay,
on,
I'll
bitch.
Come out and like come into my cage.
Yeah. So I saw that like that. We had a deer versus man MMA fight over the weekend. We could probably do some sound here. I like this off the reservation kind of shit.
Oh,
like, they're going at it too.
Is that deer for real? I didn't even know that's how they fought.
How'd you see it?
Well,
I don't
know why it's so fucking mean. What the fuck?
That deer is really mean.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Stop, motherfucker. What's your deal?
They're still charging. Yeah, he's framing it out. Nice.
Just look out your
push
window?
Kick. Oh, he's throwing spinning shit.
I was making
What's up? Oh,
maybe the deer didn't like his freaking do deer bite?
I don't know. There you go. Oh, he's taking it back. Choke that bitch out. Break his leg.
Crap. All right, I'll let you go. You're gonna go your way.
You should have choked it out.
I'm gonna go mine.
I like this. Right. When animals attack, this is like those guys in fucking Australia that are fighting the goddamn kangaroos, man.
Yeah.
That deer was getting after it though. It wanted a piece of that fucking action. Let's do a little tweet of the week.
Oh, man.
This is a little over 11 years ago when things changed for the UFC. Ugh. NSAC banned the use of testosterone replacement therapy. You can see on it and off it. A little different.
Yeah, a lot different. I mean, still big on the right, but on the left, that's amazing.
Yeah. And he was a way different fighter off.
PRT Vitor.
He was the best. The best. I think I got a KO. I'm going to skip one. We'll do this other one. We may have seen this one before, but what the hell? Sometimes you just got to bring back classic KOs.
Oh, no, I didn't see this one. Oh, God.
That didn't look pleasant.
No.
Looked like he broke a couple of things. And let's see. You know, looked like they were having a party. They had the fights over the weekend at the APX. Here we go. The APX.
APX. What's the APX, man?
It's when I get tired and try to talk. So,
whoa.
I'm probably going to have to blur that because I think that was on the broadcast, but they like the party.
They do.
And then I just have one other thing, and then we'll get into knowledge.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is, I don't know if you saw Joanna Jędrzejczyk. She is enjoying retirement, looking healthy.
Oh, yeah. I saw this picture. Very nice picture.
Yep. Getting healthier.
Yes.
Right into knowledge we got.
All right. So in back in the day, remember we used to play Guitar Hero, or Rock Band, I should say.
Rock Band, yes.
Right. Here's a guy doing what I believe is Guitar Hero through the fire and flames at 200% speed. Look at this shit. Apparently, this guy practiced for a lot of hours. He got a perfect score on this crap.
Yeah, it's insane.
I mean, really? I don't know that we have to watch the whole thing, but you get the idea.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean,
I'm already missed 1,000 notes. Like,
he looks calm when he's doing it too, which is the most fucked up part.
Yeah.
How many goddamn times has he done that so that he can just feel calm?
I don't know.
Probably millions.
He's probably on meth or something, speedy.
Yeah.
And I'll close on this one. So here's cornhole.
And no legs.
Like that.
What is just check this guy out.
Oh my God,
there's one.
Yo, what's this game called again?
I love tennis.
See, is he gonna hit another one?
He is bugging out. Look at him.
There's two.
Oh, really,
but I'll tell you what, Ingo.
Yo, what's this
game called?
He's over the line, man.
Goddamn right, he's over the line. Fucking mark that as zero.
That's what I'm thinking.
100%.
That's over the line.
How is that not cheating?
He got nothing. I thought he gonna make it.
The other guy ain't going over the line.
He's giving him a pass. He's got no legs.
That's
no
fucking
arms.
Bullshit. I don't give a fuck.
Finally, these people are good at this cornhole shit.
This guy's the best. Because he's a fucking cheater.
Woo! Woo!
Oh. I fucked up my share again. Did I stop sharing?
Back.
I don't know.
You did. You stopped
sharing. All right, cool. And I know it should.
I see you. Well, I guess that's been another edition of MMA Notes. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Groves, thanks for playing.